Off the Ball, GAA.
Davey Burke coming out after a game and making comments like that, I'm not sure how exactly helpful it is to his team, but maybe he's trying to get a message across to them that, you know, the last couple of weeks haven't been good enough.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, we look ahead to tonight's resumption of the League of Ireland Premier Division. Tottenham identify their ideal target should they sack Ange Postecoglou, and Chelsea produce a stunning comeback to advance to the semi-finals of the Women's Champions League. First today, the League of Ireland Premier Division is back tonight after the international break. Off the Ball's live game is at Tallaght Stadium, where Shamrock Rovers host Derry City. Neither team started the season strongly, but both went into the break off the back of wins. Ahead of tonight's game, Nathan Murphy caught up with Shamrock Rovers boss Stephen Bradley.
It's been an inconsistent start for Derry City so far. It felt as though the way they had invested, they were looking for maybe instant success, not proven to be that easy. What have you made of their start?
And some of the games, they've been really good. I think you look at the particular St. Pat's away, for 60 minutes they were the better team. They really were, and they conceded on two penalties. And a sending off, and it completely changed the outlook of the game. But if you watch that game in detail, they were really good. They've come off the back of a good win in Sligo. Wherever way you want to look at it, what they have is real talent on the pitch. If you look at Boyce, Hoban, Gavin White, McMullen, Duffy, there's real talent there. So you got to respect that and be ready that on any given day, then players can turn a game.
Was Hoban someone you'd looked at?
I spoke to Pat many times throughout the years. He's a player I've gone on record and said you can have whatever opinion you want on Pat Hoban. Pat Hoban scores goals, and he's always done that, and will always do that. But he's contracted to Derry, so it wasn't a conversation we had recently. He's, like I said, he's under contract, and that was there was no discussions recently. But like I said, throughout the years, he's a player that I've spoke to. But his record speaks for itself.
No international break now till June, so a real opportunity to build a bit of momentum to get into a nice flow of games.
Yeah, it is. April's a busy month for us. I think we've got 6-7 games in April, with the Cork game thrown in. So it's a busy month for us, and it's one we're looking forward to. Like I said, we have most of the bodies back, if not tomorrow, in the next week or two. So
who are you missing, and who's back?
Lee Grace is back, trained yesterday. Trevor be cleared after tomorrow. It's just Trevor's finger. Should be cleared tomorrow. Darren Nugent should be cleared as well. So we're nearly there.
Derry's win away to Sligo before the break was their first on the road under new manager Tiernan Lynch. He says the Candy Stripes have to make the most of any opportunities tonight.
One of the big things that we have to do is we're not shying away from where we want to go as a club and a team, and to go where we want to go. You have to go to these types of environments and relish it, enjoy it, thrive in it, and get results. And that's very much what our aim and objective is. Some you do have to, as you rightly said, roll your sleeves up and grind out a result. Others will be an element of a chess game, and it'll be more of a toe-to-toe from a tactical perspective, and we got to be able to equip ourselves for both.
On this week's LOI pod, Vinnie Pert says the international break will have been of huge benefit to a Rovers team that didn't have a typical pre-season.
Yeah, but I think the international break would have been huge for Shamrock Rovers. I said you were crying out for that for many reasons. I think, and I haven't heard the press stuff yet, Nathan, so you might fill us in. But I'd imagine they'll have a couple of bodies back over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, everybody's back. Everybody's back with the exception of Danny Mandreou.
Yeah, so that's huge for them. And some of this stuff, when you looked at our bench, you could tell that, like whether it was Gaffney, whether it was even whoever was on that bench, you just got the sense that they weren't ready yet. They were finding their feet. Whereas that full sort of almost 2 weeks training will stand to the likes of Jack Bourne. Because I think if Rovers, if they achieve something this year, I think they need the likes of Gaffney, Ryan Bourke, thereabouts in terms of getting back to their best. And so I think the international break has been huge for Bradley. But also, I think the best teams like Rovers will enjoy a game every week, or the Monday night, Friday, Monday, they'll see that as opportunity to make ground on the rest. So, albeit it hasn't happened last year, I think going forward it will. So, I think it's a great time for Shamrock Rovers starting tomorrow. I think it's a huge game for them. I think if they win tomorrow, you feel like momentum has sort of swung back their way over the last couple of weeks.
And there's lots more from Vinny and Gareth McLean on this week's LOI pod, which you can hear for free elsewhere in the OTB football feed. And Shamrock Rovers against Derry City is live on Off the Ball tonight. The coverage begins on News Talk from 7 o'clock. Drogheda United suffered a first defeat of the season just before the international break, but they still go into tonight's game away to Cork City, top of the table. The highly rated Cathal O'Sullivan is back in contention for Cork. The Leasiders manager Tim Clancy's been assessing the dangers of Drogheda.
Yeah, I know Conor Kane very well. I think I had him for 100 and something games at Drogheda. Brilliant kid, loads of energy, good quality as well. When you see his assist for Ryan Brennan's goal against Galway, it's what Conor's very good at, getting to the end line and standing crosses up. And the boy the far side, the boy Lamb, has done very well with Alicia being out with a knee injury. So he's come in and he's been an exceptionally good signing for Kev as well. And look at the three centre halves, whichever ones they go with, you know, they're going to be solid, organised and compact. And the lads in the middle of the pitch, I think Shane Farrell and Darren Markey, two of the best in the league at creating things and dropping a shoulder and going past guys. And then you've got the experience of Ryan Brennan as well to sort of mix in there. So look, Drogheda are in a really good position. They're coming off the back of a superb season where they won the cup. And you can see now that Kev's obviously built in the off-season. And look, they're going to be a difficult game for us, but every game in this league is.
St Pat's start the night just a point behind Drogheda and make the trip to a Waterford side who lost their way before the break. Saints boss Stephen Kenny's received some positive injury news ahead of the game at the RSC.
Yeah, it's great to welcome back Ryan McLaughlin into the squad. And of course, Jamie Lennon comes back into the squad, which is important. It's good to get those players back. Cian Levy's not far away now, a couple of weeks probably for Cian. It'll be important to get him back. And that's how we are at the moment.
Kenny's Waterford counterpart Keith Long is also seeing his treatment room beginning to clear.
We were limited in terms of what we could do. Some of the options from the bench down in Galway, maybe with one or two of the players coming back from injury now, you know, gives us more alternatives. So, and gives us different options. So, yeah, listen, we're excited about tomorrow against Pats. It's a big game and we want to do well. We want to perform well.
Galway United are on 10 points with Pats, but Galway possess the last remaining unbeaten record in the top flight. John Caulfield's side will look to pile more pressure on Bohemians and manager Alan Reynolds at Dalymount tonight. And champions Shelburne will look to end a run of four games without a win. They are away to Sligo Rovers.
Take a detour from the ordinary. It's time to get diverted.
Owen, it's finally here. Your 10-part documentary, Diverted.
Took a long time.
Join Owen Shahan as he brings you the conversations you didn't know you needed to hear.
This has taken too long, but finally glad that it's here.
From the unexpected to the unforgettable, Diverted explores it all.
It's like the content version of your eyes being bigger than your belly or whenever it comes to food.
Available for free on all Off the Ball channels.
For some reason, I've decided to hitchhike through Argentina.
Irlanda.
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 Irlanda. See.
Tune in and get diverted on Off the Ball.
Early First Division pacesetters Dundalk face a tricky evening against Stephen Elliott's Wexford at Oriel Park later on. The former Ireland international is cutting his managerial teeth with the South East club, and he joined Owen on Off the Ball this week, and Elliott revealed his managerial inspiration.
Mick McCarthy is somebody that I would have a huge amount of respect for. I had some really good years with him at Sunderland, obviously at Wolves as well. His mannerisms and the way his man management of players was second to none. He made players feel, not just myself, other players that I would have played with, he made players really believe in themselves, and he gave us a platform to go and express yourself with freedom, albeit he did have a bit of a barking if things weren't going too well, as I'm sure you could imagine. But he was somebody that I would look upon when you kind of stop playing, you start kind of looking back on your own career and how you can kind of take what you did from your playing career into your coaching career. Mick is definitely somebody. Paulo Sergio, a Portuguese coach I had at Hearts, I had him for a year. He was brilliant. He came in and I think I was 28 or 29 at the time, and it was the first time where I seen a manager actually coach consistently players in the position that he played in. And don't get me wrong, at first everybody was like, what's going on here? Where, like, there was no, he kind of took away a little bit of the small side of games, the boxes, the finish, like the shooting, the just, as they say, the old school stuff. But I remember he came in, our fourth session was a seven-a-side, like, knowing you play a kind of young, the old, and we were all taking lumps out of each other, Irish lads, Scottish, English lads, and he was like, what's going on here? He's like, so he stopped that, and he kind of started kind of putting a bit more of a structure in the team, and at first it took a while for us players to get used to it, but it's only kind of gradually, as you, especially now, I look back and I still speak with Paolo now, huge respect for me. He ended up winning the Scottish Cup there with him. It was an eye-opener for me, and it's something that stuck with me for forever, really. Like, thinking, geez, yeah, you can do things a little bit differently while not moving too far away from kind of from other managers I work with.
Along with Dundalk, Cove Ramblers are the only other unbeaten team in the First Division, and they go to Bray Wanderers tonight. UCD's quest for a first win of the season takes them to Kerry, and having ended their winless run in fine style last week, Finn Harps head for the Midlands and Athlone. Tottenham have identified Andoni Iraola as their top target should they dispense with Ange Postecoglou. Continued progress to the Europa League quarterfinals looks to have kept Postecoglou in the Spurs job, as 15 league defeats has them 14th in the Premier League. By contrast, Bournemouth have been challenging for European football this season, even if a recent dip in form has seen them drop to 10th. According to The Athletic, Iraola has a £10 million release clause in his Bournemouth contract, which would have to be met for the Cherries to even consider allowing the Basque talk to Spurs. Former Barcelona defender Dani Alves has been acquitted of sexually assaulting a woman in a Barcelona nightclub in 2022. Alves was originally sentenced to 4.5 years in prison, but the appeals section of the High Court of Justice of Catalonia has unanimously upheld Alves's appeal, saying the original prosecution case contained a series of gaps, inaccuracies, inconsistencies and contradictions regarding the facts, the legal assessment and their consequences. And Chelsea overturned a 2-0 deficit against Manchester City with a 3-0 win to reach the semi-finals of the Women's Champions League. It's the first time Chelsea have won a European tie after being more than a goal behind. And manager Sonia Bompastor described it as the perfect night at Stamford Bridge.
Yeah, we never do on purpose to lose games, for sure, because that's never easy to turn things around. But actually, I think if you remember, I just said after the first leg, we were alive and I knew it was possible, even if I knew the challenge will be tough. But I think, yeah, it's important also for us to be able to bounce back and to have the opportunity to lose games and see how we can react as a team. And for me, I think we put a lot of energy as a staff and myself as a manager to make sure we just from last the first leg, the last game in the Champions League against City, going into this game, we just make sure the plan was the right one. You never know until you play the game and you get a good result, but I think we from last week going into this game, the plan with the staff and everyone, our body language and the way we showed the players we were confident going into this game was probably the right thing to do. And yeah, it's good also to learn from your players, because that's the first loss. And I think, yeah, you learn how your squad reacts to that. So it's important also for me.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Somebody out to get me? Somebody out to give us a message? We've been shagged by them. We're being written rock solid by people in Dublin.